Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media News Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and today's episode is kind of funny, actually, because there's a lot to do with animals on social media. And also, my first story has to do with the most expensive in-app purchase ever. Now, when you're like a kid or even as an adult, you got to be very, very careful when you're on these apps, because sometimes the app itself to download it will be free, but then parts of the app, in order to play, you have to buy things. So like it could be buying coins or extra lives or I don't know, just different features to unlock a level is sometimes for some apps an in-game purchase. And they range from a variety of different prices. They could be 99 cents, $10 for 10,000 coins, whatever. And typically, like, I like to pride myself in not giving in to buying in-game purchases. But then sometimes I do. I think I did do it on Blossom Blast because I really needed an extra life and I really couldn't take it any longer. And I just was like, it's just 99 cents. But you have to be very careful because it can rack up. But there is an app called Vero. Now, Vero is an app where, if you're unfamiliar with it, it's a social media app, okay? But it's not a game, but sometimes people will sell stuff on here, and so the biggest in-app purchase ever using Apple Pay was for $1 million. Now, if you're thinking like, oh my gosh, what could you have bought for $1 million? At first, when I first heard of this story, I was like, oh my gosh, this has to be on accident. Somebody's kid probably got their phone and just kept tapping away or something. Like, there has to be a mistake, right? Like, who is going to spend $1 million in an app for something? But it wasn't just for lives or anything. It was actually for a 1964 Aston Martin DB5, and was bought by a car enthusiast, and this is the same kind of car that James Bond drives in Skyfall. And this model that he purchased was completely restored. It's a beautiful, beautiful car. And the buyer is anonymous, so he's right now still anonymous. We don't know who he is, but he bought it from the Coys of Kensington, a British car auction house. And so the buyer, and this is from the CEO himself, was overjoyed to see the car of his dreams and didn't want to lose it. He was keen to quickly getting in front of the queue. So a few days later, he hit the buy now button on Vero to guarantee the purchase, leaving two other collectors disappointed. So there was two other people who did want to, auction and bid for that car, but he just went away and swiped it with the buy now. So with $1 million purchases. So then once I heard the rest of the story, it kind of made sense. I mean, I don't have $1 million to just be buying anything, actually. But if you do have the money and it's a collector, like if you are a car collector and, you know, to know that it's a restored version of a car that was on James Bond, I actually thought it was really, really cool. And you can take a look at the car on their Instagram as well to see exactly what it is. And it's Coys 1919. That's Coys 1919. It's a very, very beautiful car. It's the first and largest ever Apple Pay transaction. So that's pretty cool too. But it's a beautiful car. And so it makes it kind of worth it, I guess. At least it wasn't just for some extra lives or an extra boost on Blossom Blast or something like that. So I was like, okay, that makes a lot of sense. But then in other social media news I wanted to get to today is, you know that you can, and we've talked about this before, about making money on social media, right? And how you can be an influencer. We've talked about being a brand influencer. We've talked about just being like a brand ambassador. But did you know that your pet can make more money than you. And you know, when there's cats or dogs or whatever it is online, a lot of them have a huge following for whatever reason, because they're cute, because they're ugly cute, what I like to call. But they also get paid for the posts that they post, and for the brands that they, you know, bring to the attention of their followers, because a lot of these pets have a major following as well. And so that's a huge audience of people, whether it's for clothing, like pet, different pet, just way of life. I don't know the luxury pet lifestyle. And so when we come back, I want to tell you guys just how much a Instagram dog diva who goes by Toast makes per post. So keep it locked here. You are listening to the Golden State Media Concepts social media news podcast. I will be right back.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Golden State Media Concepts social media news podcast. And so I wanted to talk to you guys about pet influencers. Now, if you're not one to want to be in front of the camera or always on the forefront, then it's okay. If you have a pet who's cute or not so cute, I like to call them ugly cute, because you know how some things, they're just cute because they're so ugly. So they're ugly cute. But I mean that in a very nice way. There are some like dogs and cats that are ugly cute. They just are. They're not really that cute, but they're ugly cute. But you can potentially make a lot of money through your pet being a pet influencer. Now, one of these pets influencers is Toast. Now, Toast is Instagram famous, and actually she is even married. She has just come out with a book, actually, entitled Toast Hampton, How to Summer in Style. So she spent a summer in the Hamptons, and she was actually a rescue dog in 2011, and they first started off about 2 years ago, and in just the short 2 years that she's been on Instagram, she has over 350,000 followers on Instagram. She models for fashion and photo shoots. She even was the fuzzy face of Karen Walker's eye collection in 2015 as well. She was married, like I said, so she did get married to fashion editor Amanda Hearst's dog, who goes by the name of Finn, and she wore over $175,000 worth of borrowed diamonds. Yes, she did. And so she's happily married. She's living the good life. And the thing is that she receives over. So for, you know, being an influencer, sometimes you have to do sponsored posts, correct? And we learned about that as well. But so our good friend Toast, she receives up to $5,000 per sponsored post on Instagram. So it may be funny, it may be just hilarious and we can't believe it, but I mean, it's raking in real life money. And so I guess it's only a joke to us because we're not gaining any of that revenue. So what can we say? We can laugh, but at the end of the day, our girl Toast, who is a little puppy dog, is making that money. So it's not that funny, right? If, you know, the joke's on us, I guess. And so I did want to get into how to successfully manage a social media channel, because that is really what it has to do with, is keeping, and if you are someone who wants to make money through social media, it really does have to do, like, there's a formula. There really is a way to help you gain that success. And the first step is content is key. And so you want to always be giving out content, and you don't want things that are too long but not too short, because, you know, we don't want, nobody really wants to watch a 13-minute video on YouTube. We like shorter and sweet, to the point, but you have to make sure that you have quality content, because the when you start slipping on your content, or whatever it is that you're posting, whether it's on Instagram, whether it's video content, when you start slipping on your content is when you start to lose followers. And then also trying, being sure to know your audience and know your demographic, and really zoning in on that, and trying not to be too broad, because you want the better that you know your audience and your demographics, the more successful you will be. You want to make sure you match the demand, that you supply to the demand of your audience. And so if they're more business types, you got to keep that in mind. If they're more of a younger demographic, you have to keep that in mind. You have to keep in mind, are you posting more for a female audience? Are you posting more for a male audience? And so that is something that you have to keep in mind. And then, as well as being uniform, keeping things the same. So if you have multiple platforms, using the same name, so the same handles on all of your different platforms, the same colors. If your website is a certain color, then you may want to keep that uniform color for all of your other platforms as well. And then also making sure that you just have fun and that you enjoy it, because the more fun and opening up that conversation and being able to have that interaction between your followers, your listeners, your audience, as well as with yourself, so that you guys both, that you could get feedback truly. And if you do get like those mean comments or hate mail, whatever you want to call it, some of it may be valid. Some of it could just be that they're just hating on you because they're just bored, but it could also have some validity to it as well. If you receive a comment or some mail that says, you know, that is giving some constructive criticism, that might not always be praising what you're doing, but if they're able to give you some constructive criticism, then that might be something that you want to take into account when you are drafting up and outlining for your next video, your next post, your next blog, whatever it may be. So keeping open that line of communication and just being there for your audience as well, versus take it or leave it attitude, is really listening to your audience, because without an audience, you don't have a successful social media platform. And so, and if it's your dog or your cat and you want to be a pet influencer, then you got to make sure that your dog is always the main focal point of your post, that it's not you and your dog. Because if your audience is in love with your dog and they're not in love with you, that's okay. You just got to give the people what they want, right? So, you know, and definitely engaging with your audience, and, you know, just being consistent. And always, if you post every Wednesday, then make sure that you have a post every Wednesday, because your audience is going to get conditioned and is going to be looking forward to seeing your posts on Wednesday, or seeing your post every Friday night, whatever it may be. So keep that in mind if you are interested in starting that. But I'm going to cut it right now to a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk about the penguin love triangle that has hit the social media world by storm. So keep it locked here. You're listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media News Podcast. I will be right back.
Are you looking for help for your fantasy football team? Check out the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. Get today's best advice on who to start, who to sit, even who you should draft. From sleeper picks to red hot lineups, they got it all covered for you. That's gsmcpodcast.com/fantasy-football-podcast. We'll cover traditional leagues, dynasty, PPR, even IDP leagues. When you need fantasy help, there's just one show to hit up. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Golden State Media Concepts social media news podcast. And since we are discussing money and social media, I wanted to share this. So for those of you who don't have a credit score, it can be hard to do certain things. And now, and this could be because you just don't want a credit card, which a lot of millennials actually don't want credit cards, which is not necessarily a bad thing. According to a study, according to statistics, around 26 million people in the U.S. had no credit score at all in 2015. And so some places that are, you know, depending on your organization and depending on what you are trying to do as you move forward in your life, you know, you have to have some type of credit worthiness and you have to have some type of credit score to show that you are trustworthy. That's just how it is. And, you know, you need to have credit approval. And with a lot of things, whether it's like a loan, if you want to start a new business, whatever it is for just interest rates as well, depending on what it is that you are trying to do, as I said, moving forward in your life. And so they're needing to, these companies, these organizations are needing to address that problem through a different means. And they are actually considering using alternative sources of data such as social media. So they don't know how or what they're going to, how they're going to utilize social media in determining your, you know, your trustworthiness when it comes to credit or to make any, you know, how this is going to benefit. But it could be a good thing. So it's half and half because one should just always be aware of what you're posting on social media at all times. But if you're someone, this could actually benefit someone who, if you don't have a credit score, so it's a good thing. It's a bad thing. We'll see how it happens. But of course there's always the whole, argument of I should be able to post whatever I want and it shouldn't affect me in my business. But then we do know that a lot of times it does affect your business, even employment as well. So it may also be something that could affect you, good or bad otherwise, for credit approval. So keep that in mind. That was just something that I came across that I thought was quite interesting, because it just shows how social media is truly growing and penetrating every aspect of our lives, whether we like it or not. Business, marketing, the way that we interact with one another, the way that we communicate, what we post. For some people, it's even their entire livelihood. So keep that in mind when you're posting, and you can definitely look into this more. And like I said, they haven't really come up with a solid way on how these companies are going to use your social media platforms in determining your credit approval and like approving you for different credit for loans, interest rates, all of that. So just keep that in mind. That was something that I wanted to share with everyone. But before we get ready to wrap up this episode, I wanted to discuss the Penguin Love Triangle. So if you have been on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, even, I don't know, probably on Vine as well. I don't really have Vine. So I have Vine, but I don't go on Vine. Like I've taken the app off of my phone, so I don't readily and easily go on Vine all the time. But you have probably heard of the Penguin Love Triangle, and it's so funny because it was captured. It was a video from the National Geographic, and people just went so just in a frenzy. It was hilarious. Some of it was kind of funny. Some of it wasn't. I know a lot of people took it very, very serious because it actually got into becoming like a bloody battle. Basically what it was is that a penguin, and it looks like the, basically the gist of the story is that a penguin comes home and finds his wife with another penguin. And I'm not laughing at what happened, okay? So if you have seen the video, I have seen most of the beginning of the video. I did have to skim through it because it's kind of long. It's a little long. I have a short attention span, so that's why I say it was a little long for me. But people have been using the stills from this video to also post on Instagram and Twitter as well. They even came up with a Twitter account for the female penguin, in which she voices her opinion on the matter. And then she says that the media did not approach her or ask her any questions in regards to what happened and her role in the fight. So it just became one of those things that the social media world just took and ran with. And so it's actually pretty, and I didn't want to watch too much of the video because they really are, the penguins really are fighting one another, and it's pretty aggressive. So if you are a person who is faint of heart and is faint of you know, you just don't enjoy watching people, animals, or anybody fighting, then I don't suggest that you watch it at all, because like I said, it does get pretty bad. And but I think what it was funny is just that people started creating this whole narrative for this love triangle of penguins and really ran with it and created different scenarios in which why she was supposedly cheating on him and what he came back into. And so it just showed some of the fun. But like I said, again, if you haven't seen the video and you are a fan of heart, I don't suggest that you do see it because it is pretty deep. But it was posted by National Geographic. You could see it on their Twitter as well. That's Nat Geo channel. It was just posted in November. It's had over 260 retweets, as well as over 300,000 favorites. So a lot of people have seen this, and it just was something. I just thought it was funny when they created a whole Twitter profile for the girl penguin and just really made it this almost like drama between the two male penguins and the female penguins. So that's going to actually do it for this episode of the podcast. You have been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts social media news podcast. You can listen to this episode as well as any future episodes on our network website. That's gsmcpodcast.com, as well as on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. And I mean, with the penguin fight, it is the way of nature. You know, mating and males fighting for a female. That is the way of nature. So, again, if you're faint of heart, I don't suggest that you watch it. And that's why I'm giving you that heads up. But it has been in regards to a cheating penguin. So that's going to do it. Again, I'm Pauline, and I will talk to you guys next time.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts social media podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts podcast network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts podcast network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.